age group. It is, you're right, it is as stunning to hear that as it would be for an older evangelical to read Steve Chalk.
I've watched you over the years respond to this sort of thing, because the emerging church movement is not the first movement, obviously, that has come along and tried to blur the edges of truth. And wherever you see someone blurring truth like that, it seems like your instinctive response is to proclaim the truth with just that much more clarity.
Yeah, why am I like that?
I don't know, but I'm glad you are. I think Scripture commands us to
Well,
be.
Yeah, and I think it's just because of that. I'm asking the question really rhetorically. I'm like that because I love the Word of God. Look, I'm not under any illusions that God can't protect His truth, but I do know that I have been commanded in the Scriptures to guard that which has been entrusted to me. And the guardianship of the truth means that I will rise to the defense of biblical truth. That's part of the mandate of a pastor. That's a responsibility we all have. And the truth is what I love, the truth is what I proclaim, and the truth is what I will defend. It's not personal. I'm not mad at people. I'm not trying to protect my own little space. It's all about the truth. And as long as I'm here and God gives me breath, I'm going to look at those things that come against the truth, and I'm going to point out the best I can that they are inconsistent with what the Word of God teaches. That doesn't make me popular in all circles. It creates just the opposite. But that's a small thing to me, as Paul said. I really don't care what the people think. I know what God has called me to do, and what is the essence of my faithfulness to Him is to proclaim and to guard the truth.
Would you ever join the emergent conversation in order to hear your point of view, have your point of view be heard by them? Or is it better, do you think, to stand apart from a movement like this and confront
them?
Well,
I think I would probably be more than happy to address them anytime they would invite me, but that I would do that in a Roman Catholic church or an Orthodox church or a Mormon church, but so far I haven't had any invitations.
As long as they didn't tell you what to say. Huh?
Yeah. Look, I'm not going to spend my whole life saying what I believe only to the people who already believe it, but I understand that this era today, there was a time years ago, I remember I was invited to a campus, a university campus. They had a Mormon, they had a Jewish rabbi, they had a Catholic priest, and they had, I think it was a Hindu or something, and they had me. And it was like, let everybody pontificate on his deal. And this that wouldn't happen today, I don't think, because I don't think they want to hear any dogmatism about anything from anybody.
Right. Well, it's happened a few times with you on Larry King, but you only get 30-second snippets at the most.